Baby Bait and Tackle.
Hi, Diane. It's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Hi.
How the heck are you?
Okay.
Just looking for Chris if he's around.
Yeah, he's in the middle of giving somebody some bait. If you want to hang on for a minute?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
A merry belated Christmas to you.
Well, you too.
I appreciate you taking just a minute to talk and let us know what happened over the weekend. Everybody's kind of on the edge of their seat to find out how the fishing was on Little Bay to Knock.
Well, it was kind of slow with the weather that moved in, all the rain and the warm weather. It seemed to head the fish off a little bit. Guys did catch some fish, though. Rain didn't really seem to hurt the ice too much. It actually kind of worked out pretty good. It melted all the snow, knocked it all down, and it sounds like it was cold enough last night that it refroze all the slush and stuff on top, so it's pretty good going out on the ice now.
A little easier for quads and stuff to get around?
Yep, quads, and they're taking trucks out there too.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's generally about 10 to 12 inches of ice on the whole bay north of Gladstone.
What about how far south of Gladstone can you get now?
You can get out about a quarter mile south or so. That was kind of the edge of the older ice that we had before we had this last cold spell. And they got about 6 inches of ice going out that first quarter mile. From there, south to Escanaba, that all froze up there during the last cold snap we had there. But there's only about 3 inches of ice from that point south. So wouldn't recommend going out on that just yet, but maybe by this weekend it should be fairly good for at least for foot traffic anyway.
So along US 2, you know, even considering where the terrace is and things like that, give the listeners an idea, like a landmark, how far toward Escanaba can you get?
Well, about midway between the terrace motel and the old Bombay motel, the one with the orange roof.
Yeah.
Basically, you can get between Gladstone and the Bombay motel.
Okay.
You can see where all the shacks are at out there. As long as you don't go any further south than any of the ones you see out there, you should be pretty much good to go.
So what were they using this weekend? Did you get any reports, or did you have any experience yourself? Specific baits working better?
No, we're getting into our busy time of year here, so I don't get to play out on the ice as much as I'd like to. So I haven't been out here for the last week and a half or so.
Living the dream, aren't you, Chris?
What's that?
Living the dream of a bait shop owner.
Yeah, well, you got to pay the bills, so... I get a lot of use out of my boat in the summer, let's put it that way.
I hear you.
Boy, it was all over the board, though. Guys were using a little bit of everything. A lot of tip-ups with sucker minnows was working pretty good for the walleyes and the pike. A lot of guys jigging. You know, a lot of the jigging wraps still, Swedish pimples. Of course, the new moonshines and ice starters both went really good this weekend, too, but... So far this season, there really hasn't been any one particular standout bait or color or location. I mean, guys have been kind of running into fish just about everywhere so far.
Any indication you want to pass along about feet of water that they're finding most of the walleyes?
If I had to pick, I'd say at least 20 to 25 feet of water.
Okay.
Any shallower than that, it seems like they're running into more of the undersized walleyes. They're getting the perch mixed right in with the walleyes out in that deeper water, too. Not much for numbers on those, but they're getting some really nice ones. A lot of fish in that 10 to 14-inch range. So.
Well, that was my next question, so you just answered it. So the perch are just kind of intermixed then. Nothing specifically to target perch over by Butler's Island or anything?
No, not really. You know, most of the guys are catching the perch, fishing for the walleyes. They're getting them on the jigs or with like 2- and 3-inch minnows on tip-ups or bobber lines. So you run into a little bit of everything out there.
Very nice. Thank you. I appreciate it, Chris.
No problem.
Anything else you want to pass along?
No, I think that's about it for right now.
Are you, I assume you're going to be open over the long holiday weekend here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to be open when everybody's got time off. So we're open every day right now from 7 to 5 every day.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, see you.